Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we are back, and tonight we have with us Mike Gill. And Mike is a whistleblower major. He's doing what we've been doing here for 50 years, standing against the darkness out there. And, boy, there's plenty of darkness. And so, Mike, we're looking at all this. You know, we know one of the problems we have is the Chinese Communist Party have been buying up. They're the second largest landowner in this country. Bill Gates is the first largest landowner. And we know what that's all about. He's been buying up all the farms. He wants to control the food supply completely. And then you have the Communist Chinese Party. They've been buying. These are Biden's people. They've been buying up right around our military bases. They've been buying up all kinds of property. So now they're talking about legislation to keep foreign countries from buying land in America. So where do we go from here?
Well, I can tell you this. You can't buy land in China now, can you?
No.
Now, everything I'm telling you at this point is evidence, absolute evidence that I verify and prove 100%. So I generally don't speculate because everything I have to say is too important not to be dead on. But in this one case with Gates and your reference of buying up the land, I do have an idea. If it's about control, and if you look around with the economy, for instance, inflation, don't forget, I was in the business for 30 years. I was working. I was one of Fannie Mae's chief strategists as the largest broker in the country. So I would be able to see into the future as far as what rates were going to go, where the economy was going to go, inflation, gauging everything. We were having reverse yield curves, meaning the short end of the market was higher priced than the lower, which told me that we were going to have tremendous inflation. So the Feds knew that coming ahead. So in other words, they drove us here intentionally. They printed 60% of all the money printed in 1 year. That all was printed in the history of this country. They created this. So here's my point about the land, okay? What did the Chinese do with communists? Didn't they create re-education camps? You know, they have to indoctrinate you. Now, if you starve the people and you have this tremendous falling out of the economy, what if, like a guy like Bill Gates, opened the door to these farms and said, you know what? Work the farm, you live here for free, and almost like, but you know what? Re-education. And if you remember, after the election, there was a few Democrats that went out and say, re-education. So how is it to turn around and re-educate the starving with food and a place to stay than a re-education camp? So in other words, And if you put the two entities together and how Gates was tied to the COVID situation where he made billions, I'm speculating, but I want to be paranoid one time and be wrong. So that's my belief. But again, we talk about how we're going to take this back and counter it. Think about what they do, all right? Let's play chess with that, because how I had to do this, listen, I didn't come from their mindset, so I had to catch up. I had to understand what that kind of evil would do. What are they capable of? And once I did that, I got ahead of them. I was the best handicapper in the world, so it's like chess. So I'm playing chess with these people, quite literally, and which is why I'm still alive. So think about this. How are they moving? They're moving by division, blacks against white. They're moving with Republicans and Democrats. Have you ever seen such a separation between people? And we have it now. You have Fox News. You have CNN. Imagine those separations. You can see them. They want black against white. Hey, now think about that.
Of course they do.
Isn't that part of their means of winning? Divide the masses so the few can control the many. All right. So what would be the reverse strategy to that? Do not let them divide us. This isn't about politics. This isn't about race. This is about a common enemy to every good human being in this country. People who love their children and want them in the future. Let's get past our differences and understand who the real target is. That target is this evil and corruption. We can all get behind trying to take out a drug cartel that's killing our children, that's trafficking children, that's sexually imprisoning them. I mean, if there's a hill to fight on or die on, I'm picking this one, which is exactly what I've done. At whatever the cost. So think about this. You reverse the strategy. You counter their strategy. Now, we as a people, they left the window open in playing chess. And when they're good at playing chess, they make one mistake, maybe only one. But when they do, you've got to counter it. You've got to make it count. I am telling you, there's a mistake here. The mistake is they let you look into the Pandora Papers. That $932 billion, and I want you to put that $932 billion in perspective. You ready? The defense budget of the United States, which is greater than all the defense budgets around the world combined, is $700 billion, meaning there's more money sitting in those secret accounts, those LLCs, those trusts in the state of New Hampshire that they're hiding. That they can't have you know who it belongs to. That is greater than the defense budget of this country. There's their mistake. It is in Congress. Now, do I think Congress is filthy and corrupt? You better believe it. But that is where we turn around and we use our unity. We use our numbers. So what is our advantage if it's not the majority? It's that most people love their children and see the evil in this. So let's use that. Why do you think they block? You know how they block? They block me on Twitter. They block me on Facebook. They block me on YouTube. You know why? They know I know them. And what makes me different is I have a plan. I have a strategy. It was the strategy that General Flynn.
I'm one of your fellow blockies. They got me too. But let me ask you this, because you're talking about the Defense Department. We take a look at this, and we see that the Defense Department, with Milley and Austin, these people are the ones that are heading up the world depopulation movement. It's right out of Washington, D.C. They are heading up. Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, they all are working under the Defense Department. They've got that umbrella protection from the Defense Department. And here, again, with Milley and Austin, these people out there to destroy our military, that's what they're there for, and to destroy America. They are the ones that are behind this whole world depopulation movement.
How about the pharmaceutical industries, the insurers, do you know their board members are the same board members that sit on the media board?
Oh, yeah.
They're one and the same. So when you're watching Fox or you're watching CNN, they all have commercials. That's their money generator. Now, who pays for those commercials or who controls the media? So in other words, it's the same entities. And when I say protection for the drug cartels, it's also the pharmaceutical industry, the healthcare industry, the insurers, the industry, the same people who lobby and control your politicians, buy them. And that's why their money has to be hid. But see, understand this, the commonality with all of it is their money. None of them are corrupt for free. Their common problem is they can't have you see what they have. So if we can turn around and find common ground as a country, say, We want to know the names of the people in the Pandora Papers, in this largest money laundering network. Listen, Congress, the Ways and Means Committee, investigated it. They're not releasing the names. You know why that is? It's the same reason you never got the names from Epstein. You never got the videos. You never got the pictures. They're the same people.
Isn't their mistake, though? I mean, their mistake now is thinking that, you know what? We're in such control that there's no danger of us because the people out there are totally oblivious to what we're doing. I mean, they have been so dumbed down. We have been so proficient in the media indoctrinating them and dumbing them down. We'll give them something to look at when if they start thinking or start finding out more than they're supposed to know about what we're doing here, well, we'll just give them something else to look at. You know, like
they do it. I call it the magic act. It's the pretty girl in the magic act. They distract you.
Well, here in Ohio, it wasn't a pretty girl. It was East Palestine, and it was a disaster.
How about this? They'll do a drug trafficker when they're protecting a drug cartel. But now, to your point now, you ready?
Ready.
It's their overconfidence that also makes them vulnerable. They have exposed themselves to the American people. At no time in history have the American people sat and looked at this and going, you know what? I think there is corruption. What is about these borders? Does this make sense? They've got them thinking. They're overconfident. We've got their money.
You know, you're right. There was just a poll taking on that. I just read it last night. 63% of the American people feel that the biggest threat to America and to the citizens is the corrupt government. 63%.
It's about time and hallelujah. Right. So in other words, here's the thing. Where they're the most confident and where they're greed, remember, the level that they move to is the level of their greed. They're killing you by the thousands with this fentanyl and drugs. They're making it obvious, you know, with Biden's laptop and so forth. So here's the thing. We found their money. We demand to know what's in the Pandora Papers, that 932. And there's $300 billion in South Dakota. Let's find out what that's about, too. Now, they're overconfident by putting this in your face, by saying there's nothing you can do about it, thinking that you're that divided. We take this moment in time. This is our shot. We win or lose now. One, when we say you're blocked, what is the first thing they do but cut communication? That's why so few people heard what I was. They believe me, the deep state knew how dangerous I was. They made a point to block me and scream where I was. Brandon opened the door. But the thing here is that they're vulnerable. They're overconfident, which is a bad thing. We've got their money, which is a bad thing. And I'm going to tell the people this. When you think that they're too big, it's the weight of them that'll make them fall.
Exactly.
Remember, these aren't brave people. They're cowards. When have you known a bully not to be a coward? They use their numbers. They control by fear. Well, you'll see a lot of my videos, and I may offend a few people, only because I confront them aggressively. I mean, I'm talking judges. I'm talking the FBI. I'm talking the Secretary of State. I'm talking the cartel. I'm telling them, I'm sending them a message, I don't fear you. I see you. And when you do that, you see the cowards that they are. So what I'm going to tell you is they will turn on one another. In a New York second, boom, they'll start giving you names. They'll turn on each other and try to save their own bacon. It's the nature of who they are. See? So in other words, it is possible.
You know, betrayal. Betrayal is something that's embraced within the collective. You know, and we talk about that all the time. Remember Joseph Stalin once said that to rest your head on the breast of a friend, to gain their complete confidence, and then to thrust a dagger in their back, there's nothing sweeter. You can sleep good at night. Now, we see that within the collective, if you can bring down somebody of stature and you can betray them, to us betrayal is something that is repulsive. To them is something to be embraced, like lying. To us, lying is wrong. It's a sin. To them, it's required, okay? They live off the lying. And so here, we saw that. Remember how Jimmy Carter with the Shah of Iran, remember how one day he's got his arm around his Shah and they're shaking hands, the next day he stuck it to him. We saw that with Barack Obama and Mubarak from Egypt, the president, same thing. One day he's doing the same, making a deal, talking about how good, but you know, how good a relations we have, and then the next day he stuck it to him. Gaddafi and Hillary and Gaddafi, oh, they were tight, and I watched Hillary sit there as they were beating Gaddafi to death like a dog in the street, and she was laughing, and so. Within that collective, that builds
her campaign manager.
Pardon?
Bill Shaheen, the architect of this, was Hillary Clinton's campaign manager.
Yeah.
So understand the nature here. So they will turn on one another, you know, and that, listen, their greatest accomplishment, all right, was to make you thought you lost without fighting. They got you to submit before you even started fighting. That's this. What did they say? Satan's greatest trick was to make you think he didn't exist. Well, that's what they did. They made you think that they didn't exist.
Hillary let me know she existed. She called here, and I had to bleep her out 5 times. She said some very unkind things about me.
Right. This guy, this head of the cartel, Bill Anagos. They named him Man of the Year, the Manchester Union leader. That's their cover. You know who runs the homeless shelters? He does. You know who owns the treatment centers? The cartel does. You know the counselors are cartel members. Do you know the people getting treated? They're street dealers. You know they have to be licensed by the state to get federal money? Guess what? The state only gives the licensing to the cartel. They just wiped out their competition, owns the treatment centers, owns the people that they're throwing out on the street, the homeless. They get that federal money too. You see? And what do they say in business? Multiple bites of an apple. This is business to them. And the business is your elderly, is your children. Just like a wolf pack, they feed off the weak. That's who we're dealing with. And that's, believe me, that was hard for me to see. But I saw it. How about this? The Sununu Youth Detention Center, if people can look it up. You ready? And I just posted it on Twitter. Boys 10, 12 years old, up to 14, 15, were put in this detention center, taken from families, from family court, troubled children, or so they said, because the federal government pays them for them. Well, guess what? 1,000 cases of sodomy, rapes, they would strip these boys naked, 12, 10, 12 years old, and have them fight, and the guards would bet on them, or the counselors, until one of them was knocked out. We have 1,000 cases that the Attorney General's office blocked and screened. The same Attorney General appointed by Chris Sununu. Sununu Youth Detention was named after his father. I mean, is this something more obscene than this? And there's no deniability. There's 1,000 young boys. 1,000 in that small state. And I'm not saying it's happening in other places. Of course it is. But again, it's our youth. We wonder why we have a drug epidemic. You know what the last thing that these criminals take from you is hope. They lose hope. Have you noticed how many people are dying of suicide?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that as long as one third of our young girls want to die. They're saying they want to die. Okay. And of course, the confusion that is out there in all society, it's just unbelievable. You've got these wacko teachers and counselors telling these girls that they're really not happy because they're really boys trapped in a girl's body. You know, you've got some real lunatics out there. But, you know, the Bible tells you in Isaiah 66, verse 4, God says he will choose their delusion. And boy, has he chosen their delusion. And also, he tells you that he will send a lying spirit. That's what they've done because they've become so reprobate. Let me ask you this. Would you want to take some calls?
Sure, absolutely. I want to just say one point on that. Ready?
Yep.
I don't blame the children. I believe the parents. We didn't protect them. We should have stood up to these monsters. We should have stood up to the cartels. We should have stood up to this evil. That's what happened to our children.
We've been doing it here for 50 years.
It's how we protect our children.
But yeah.
I would like to take some calls.
Yeah, we've been doing that here for 50 years. We have never backed it down. We've been fighting, trying to go back, you know, especially for 50 years I've been telling people, if you love your children, get them out of the public school system. Get them out of there. We've been exposing one story after the other there about the indoctrinations into cultural Marxism there within the public school system. But, and again, we've fought.
I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
You ready?
Ready.
My five children weren't on drugs. My five children were doing good in school. We've got to treat each of our children like they were ours. Those 1,000 boys that were being beaten and raped, I put that in my head like they were my children. I turned around and put the drug cartel's faces on my sign. Again, not for my children, not what happened to me, but what they were happened to others. We've got to care about one another. We've got to look at their children like, if this happened to my children, would you stand up for them? The answer is that they're not. Because I found myself standing alone. Okay.
Well, you're not alone now. We're here with you. Let's go out to Michigan and talk to Ryan. Ryan, you're in the air.
Hi, I turned on late, but I was wondering what your guest thought of Elon Musk. I don't know if you mentioned that.
He wants to know what you think of Elon Musk.
I'm confused, to be honest, and I'm not that confused. First of all, I think by taking over Twitter, if he was going to open it up, and stop the shadow banning and opening up communications between the American people, it was critical. So in other words, if he did it for us to be able to communicate and organize, then I'd say that that's a patriotic thing. On the other hand, I don't like some of his associations, like Rothschild and so forth. So you know what? I want to believe that he wants to do something good, and I hope it is the case with Twitter. But I can't tell you I'm not apprehensive, because I am.
All righty, very good. I can understand why. Thanks, Ryan. Let's go to Cleveland. Steve, you're in the air.
Hey there, Pastor. You did it again. Real fast, does Donald Trump have all the names and the associates and their compadres? He knows where to get them and how to get them, but they're just afraid of them, and they got to keep them out of office. Is Trump the one who got most of the names of everybody?
I couldn't come up with a better question, because I questioned that myself. Did I give Trump the evidence from Lewandowski, his campaign manager? Yeah. Did I give it to his U.S. attorney, Lowen? I did. Did O'Keefe and Day steal and infiltrate my company? And I'm assuming that he gave it to Trump. I do. But the evidence that I have, more than anything else, is who sent General Flynn to get my evidence for me after the election. Who knew what I had? So this is what I'll tell you. I'll tell you, I'm going to have plausible deniability, because I want to have Trump drop the bomb on them. Because here's the thing. Trump turned around and said Flynn and documented everything because they needed a new timeline. Okay. They needed a timeline after the election. Now, did I see O'Keefe give it to him? No. Did Lowen turn? I did. No. So here's my hope. not my necessary belief. You don't forget, Trump was, these people were going after Trump. Remember the FBI, Biden and that
crew?
Guess what? If you had that blackmail, they don't go after him. Now, if he could win an election and have all this evidence, then he's off and running. Once you lose, then you need the evidence to be able to take power back, but you need a brand new timeline.
Well, let me ask you, how do you do this? Look, we don't have a Department of Justice. We do not have a department. It's owned. It's a part of the collective. Merrick Garland is as dirty a cop as you can get. Christopher Wray.
Before him in session. So listen, is there plausible deniability? Yes. Now, what my personal feelings is might be a little different. I can tell you this. We know with absolute certainty, because I worked with him for 2 months, General Flynn has my evidence. So what I would suggest, let's keep playing chess here. General Flynn, did you give it to the president? And if you didn't, why didn't you? Because you came to me, all in text and communications and email, saying that you would. So let's put it on General Flynn. How about this? You know who followed me the other day on Twitter? Joe Flynn. All him and his $469,000 followers. So you know what? You know who I am. You know what I'm saying. You worked with me for 2 months. Why don't you tell the American people the truth?
All right. Very good. Thanks, Steve.
Well, Flynn's suing the DOJ and FBI now for how much? $50 million.
Right. They have it. They have the names. They have the videotape. If you look at the own description of evidence, not my description of evidence, what I gave them, but they described it. We've got the cartel. We got the money laundering. We got the Treasury Inspector General on recording saying they put plants and molds in my company. We got the IRS with extortion and money laundering. We got a fixed Senate race. There's no getting around it. 100% proof. And how about this? You want to know if they considered that? They gave it to the Attorney General of the United States, first session, then Barr. So if you're asking me, do I think the Department of Justice is corrupt and the agent, absolutely.
All right. Well, you're not kidding about that. All right, let's go to Anonymous. Anonymous, you're in the air.
Yeah, is this Senator Mike Lee?
No.
Oh, that's what who is this?
This is Mike Gill. Who are you?
It's Anonymous.
All right, go ahead, Anonymous. All right, there you go. Let's go to Brian in Indiana.
This is Brian?
Yep, Brian, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Pastor Ernie. I just wanted to mention that today when Joe Obama did his DOA speech, you know, he didn't mention nothing about Musk building that Tesla plant down in China and then just announced to have another one built in Mexico. Another one of those typical where America needs to see the light on this, that the jobs, they're not being created here as for the last 10, 15 years. Another thing is on the fentanyl over here in my few blocks from my neighborhood over here in the Dallas, Fort Worth area in Carrollton, they caught the cartel right across the street dealing the fentanyl to the high school kids. And, you know, he hasn't had time to go to the border, but he can go walk across the bridge last week to celebrate some movement that's going on. I believe it was in Alabama. I'm not real definite about that, but I just thought I'd weigh in on this with all the listeners out there that where are we going to be if we don't start seeing the truth? Today was a good example of that DOA speech that the jobs are not being produced here. They're more interested in the fentanyl coming through, China having all of our manufacturing. And it looks like, as they say, our country's owned by China, and it looks like Mexico's in our yard too.
Well, you know, again, here, what we have to do is, you know, you have Biden and the whole, crime cartel, they feel confident. They feel, look, we own the Justice Department. We have the FBI. We have the CIA. We have all the mainstream media. We can just about do what we want. The American people out there, they're starting to worry us, though, because they're starting to stand up and they're starting to speak out. And we're seeing some pushback, but we can still, with election fraud, we can still, get the elections. We've got, the fake news media, even Fox News, to go along with us. Hang tight. We'll be back right after this.
Now you've heard the story about the King of Kings, who was born of a virgin and above all things. Yes, he was, and he wasn't, and he is, and he's yet to come. And how he went to the desert and was tempted thrice by the serpent, who was Satan and the father of lies. How he did all the things that he did, 'cause he was Yahweh's own son. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. So they hung him from a tree till he was crucified. Then they carried him and buried him in a tomb 3 days and three nights long. And with a bang and a clang and a great big boom, the angel removed the stone from the tomb. And when they all went looking inside, well, Jesus, he was gone. And now you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father calls it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now as the Spirit moved and the church caught fire and the gospel spread through the Roman Empire, that old devil's old world order was turned upside down. It seemed the more that he martyred and he crucified, the more the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ was multiplied, until the gospel of the saving grace of Christ was finally spread the world around. All because there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now the Muslims say it's down to Allah bow. The Hindus pray they'll come back as a cow. The Orientals say only Buddha's the way. But what are they gonna say on Resurrection Day? Now the world's got leaders that are trying to lead, but the truth of the matter is they're all deceived, 'cause they've all got secrets in their past they're trying to hide. So when Satan steps up to make his deals, he threatens to tell all the other big wheels, so they all conspire together to save their own hides. But you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet.
And you can take that to the bank, folks. Listen, speaking of that, Salem Communications has given us an offer, and that offer is if we can pay $100,000, an extra $100,000, by May 1st, if they will match that with $50,000, they will take $50,000 more off our bill if we can do that. And also, we have some people that have called in. We've for $25,000 matching. They're looking for a matching. One fella has said that he'll take matchings in two $12,500. So whatever, if you're out there, you want to help us, We're getting a lot of letters and a lot of calls from people begging us to go back on those stations we went off, and we never wanted to go off them to begin with. You know, we did our best. I mean, when I tell you this, we fought. I mean, we really fought, really, really fought hard to stay on those stations. We did the best we could, but you know, we need help from the people. So, for you folks, it's writing us and asking us when we're going to get back on. And we're doing the best we can, but we need for you, all of you out there on those stations, to to help us out on this. We want to get back on as bad as you want us back on. We really do. All right, so we're going to, we have Pastor Hal hanging in the wings. He's going to be closing us in prayer tonight. Okay, let's go back to Anonymous is back. Anonymous, you're in the air.
All right, I'm sorry. Let me just be frank and say a point that has to be said. With all the problems in this, with everything going on in the country, how much does the Israeli lobby and the payoffs that they're probably doing have to do with all this? This guy seems pretty frank tonight, so let me hear what he has to say about that.
You know what? I can tell you that with O'Keefe and Day and even this Ben Swan, I found that they had something to do with this, that there's an Israeli connection. Actually, Brendan Lee O'Connell has kind of filled me in, we've kind of connected the dots. One of the infiltrators into my company went right from there and worked with an Israeli military group. So do I think that there's something to do with this? Yes. Do I even think there's a higher power that these people answer to? I do. Am I afraid of these foreign entities? I am. For instance, Sununu is directly tied. It is the World Conference, and he's taking pictures with one of the Saudi prince that's in charge of an oil company there. So, in other words, do I believe that there's influences? Yes. What I can't do is I can't speculate. Everything that I give you is evidence and proof that I can verify. So I'm different. I'm not someone that can afford to give opinion, because everything that I have to say has to be substantiated, because it's going to be substantiated one day in court. It's going to be substantiated with the Justice Department and with the American people. So you're not going to find anything that I'm telling you that's not dead on. But do I understand your concerns? I do.
We've got to move on. Thanks, Anonymous. Let's go to Pastor Hal. Hal, you're in the air.
Yes. Did you want me to give the invitation now or just make a comment?
Oh, not now. Go ahead and make your comment, and then you can give the invitation later.
You know, it's an interesting show tonight and everything, and, you know, the crooked politicians, they make a living off kickbacks and everything, all the money we're sending to Ukraine and everything else like that, and a lot of us getting kicked back under the table to the Biden crime family, and there's no doubt about that. You know, it's just the love of money is the root of all evil, and they'll kill and ain't terrorizing anything that they have to do to stuff their pockets full of money. But, you know, the Bible says, what good's it going to do them if they gain the whole world and lose their soul? And that's going to be the big wake-up call for them someday.
You're right about that. You know, and here's the thing that makes me laugh, and hearing it especially on Fox News from people that should know, that really should know better. And they were saying how Biden gave away $85 billion. Biden gave away $85 billion worth of Biden's crime cartel doesn't give anything away. That money, there, you know that kickbacks came, and now even Congress knows, and what we were telling you, they find a way to get that money back. Believe me, the deal was cut, and that's why we pull out the way we pull out there. They made a fortune off that. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's just like a yo-yo. Every time they give somebody money, they know that they're going to get back a good chunk of it under the table.
Well, you see, that's why it's so important to find the money laundering. So in other words, it's not the fact that they're stealing it. The problem they have is how they clean it. And what you're going to find is there's not several entities. There's singular entities, well-protected. I mean, by the IRS, by the FBI. I mean, what was Senator Sheen cited for? For targeting and money laundering using the IRS. I mean, all the pieces are there. So in other words, it's not that they're not thieves. Of course they are, for 40 years. Biden's laptop, it isn't about the laptop. It's what did he do with the money? Because that's where you find all of their money. And I mean, they launder it right next to drug cartels and human traffickers. The same corrupt politicians that open your borders, that protect these criminals and launder their money, it's a singular network.
All righty. Let's go out to Mark in Michigan.
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead. You're in the air.
Thank you. I had a question for Mike. I want to know if, you know, I've made a list of some problems I've had with Trump, you know, although I certainly supported him, voted for him, and but what it is there seems like the biggest division was people that didn't like Trump and then, you know, voted for Biden. And I just wondered what his feeling was, is if we could count on him if he ran again, or we should throw our support to him or keep supporting him.
This is my suggestion, and I feel very strongly about this. Trump has this evidence now, all right? How about this? Trump was just put out saying a war against the cartels, the whole thing. He understands the problem. If you remember in 16, with my evidence, every time he was in some campaign speech, he mentioned New Hampshire and drugs. So this is what I would say. Let's move right now. Call out the cartel. Call out. He could be the voice of opening the Pandora Papers. He knows what it is. He sent Flynn off to get it from me. So in other words, you want to vote? You want to be the hero to this country? Be it now. Don't use it in a campaign speech. I don't want any more promises. You know what? As far as I know, did anybody go to jail from the swamp when they supposedly drained it? I didn't see it. So how about this? I believe in actions only. You turn around and you demand to know the names in the Pandora Papers. You go after the cartels directly and the corrupt politicians that protect them. Right now, as an American citizen with a platform of, what, 70, 80 million people who believe in you? Well, you know what? Let's drop the bomb on them. And if he does that, he is the next president of the United States. And he steps into history. Now, if he doesn't do that, then I would ask everybody to say, why didn't he? Don't tell me, because the same thing, when I'm elected, I'm going to do this.
Well, there's a lot of incentive for him to do that.
Standing up now.
Yeah, Mike, you know, he's got a lot of incentive to do that. Sununu's been out. Sununu's been out on all the local TV programs announcing that he's going to run. He's announced that he's running. And
Trump can't win.
Right, and he keeps telling people. But he says this. Look, personally, I like Trump. He doesn't like Trump, does he?
He hates Trump.
I know
it. In those meetings. He hates him. How about this? He shakes Biden's hand. He poisons Trump. Wants him. You remember even in the last election, he wouldn't go to his rallies. I know Sununu. You'll see videos me going face to face with Sununu as the running for governor. I'm telling you, if Trump doesn't bring this out to the people, listen, those videos you've seen with me and Brendan Lee O'Connell there, it's a challenge to Trump. We're saying, Trump, you're a hero. You opened the door for Mike Dill to move this evidence to the AG's office. You know what? So be a hero. America, don't turn around and say, you vote for me and I'm going to do it. No, no, no. No one's voting for me. No one's voting for you. We take a stand now. People and children are dying right now. These entities inside the Pandora Papers, they're moving assets. The cartel sold Auto Fair, Prospective Trust, Granite State Recovery. They're moving their assets and we're giving them time to do it. So if Trump is who we think we would wish him to be, you move right now.
Let me ask you this, though.
You cost the life of children.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we should have been moving a long time ago. But let me ask you this, because I don't know how many layers. I've heard he's got three layers of security. Trump does. He has his own people, and he still has Secret Service. But I know that they
hotels night tonight with cartels hot on my trail. With three murder attempts, and you should listen to Kill Gil and tell me how serious they are about killing me.
Yeah, I hear you. So let me. Yeah, I know what you mean. So let me ask you this then: Trump, you know, Trump realizes this, but the people now know. You know, we've seen with the assassination. I mean, we all know the CIA was behind killing Kennedy. We all know that they were involved with other. We've seen the corrupt government always behind these things. So the people don't trust them anymore. How close do you think America is because of that? Of just saying, you know what, let's just go out and get them and do what they're supposed to have done. Where the people in this country just say enough is enough, and they take the law into their own hands because the law is.
We take the law into our own hands by standing up together and demanding justice. Trump could be that platform, because that's what each of us needs. What you're giving me today is the platform. What I'm here today is using that platform to try to open people up. Trump comes with a platform. How about this? Whether you like them or not, you want people to turn around and have a different opinion of Trump? Challenge the corruption. Go after the cartels. Get their money. Call out the Pandora Papers. Then we will believe you. Because if you don't, I've got to wonder if you're in the Pandora Papers.
Okay, so the average person is going to say, what do you mean? How do I go after cartels? Well, you have a local sheriff. Your local sheriff can do that.
The local sheriff would be the first one to make a phone call to the cartel that said you paid them a visit. This is what you do. We as a group, whether it be social media and so on, you start saying, we want the names of the Pandora Papers.
All righty.
That's it.
There you go.
See the videos. We're starting to go viral.
Alrighty.
Yeah, you know, too, the build-up and the timing is crucial, and we've always heard about the Trump cards and things. And we always see the political cycle that's happening. I mean, that right now, Biden and gang are starting to build up the Antifa stuff again. Yeah, and it's, you know, you can kind of feel how these things work. And so it could just, and there's so much coming out right now between J6 and, just the timing of everything, the medical tyranny. And so you can't pour on and lump on too much. I mean, I can tell you just from.
We don't need a politician. We need a patriot. We need bravery.
We need good people that care about what's right.
Title and start following courage. So you know what? Let's not play politics. We're not running for president. He's an American citizen. If he's a patriot, then this is what he brings to the people. Stop playing politics.
You know, he is getting interestingly bold lately in funny ways. Sort of almost off color, which is interesting. So I think he has sort of a confidence that he's going to be continually putting out there. But like I said, you put too much on the people and you're just going to have the mainstream shut things down. And
no, not this, because you know what? It's common sense.
Well,
it's
no, we're getting it out there, but we got to keep at it.
Tied to drug cartels, and drug cartels are killing.
You know what? I've got to jump in here because. Alrighty, we are out of time. Mike, you stay right there. This is time for the most important part of the program, and that is, well, that we've got Pastor Hal standing by to tell us how we can stay out of hell and how we can get to heaven. God's Word, the Bible, doesn't stutter. Go ahead, Pastor Hal.
Well, that's true. You know, Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And there's a lot of people who think their good works and church membership and all this and that is going to get them to heaven. But you can't get to heaven by your good works. Your good works aren't going to wash away one sin you have ever done. God loves you, but he hates your sins. God wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you. And the only thing that can wash away your sins is the blood of Jesus Christ. And that's why the Bible says in Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So, you know, when Jesus died on that cross, God was allowing him to pay the payment in full for every sin you and I have ever done, because we couldn't do it ourselves. Our good works ain't going to get it, like I already said. And no sacrifice we make is going to wash away our sins. But Jesus did it for us. But when Jesus said it is finished, that meant all the work necessary in God's eyes that had to be done to wash away our sins and redeem us was done by Jesus. And so that payment don't become ours automatically. John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, To them gave he the power to become the sons of God. And it's a free gift. Ephesians 2:8 and 9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself, it's the gift of God. And Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That means if you believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, and you repent in your heart about your sin condition, asking him to come into your heart, he'll do it. Luke 13:3 says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And right now, that's what America needs more than anything else in the world, is to repent before God for all their sins, because we want God to save us. He's got to be the one behind trouncing the Democrat Communist Party and all his enemies. But he's not going to do that until there's repentance in America, just like in the Old Testament. Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, they all preached repentance to Israel, and Israel didn't want to hear it. So what happened? Nebuchadnezzar came in there and cleaned their clock. Okay, America is in the same position now that Israel was back then, and God is saying, repent, and I'll help you. Repent, and I'll save you. But if America is going to be hard-hearted and not repent, then we're not going to get the help we need. There's no way. And so, like I said, it starts with the individual. You've got to get right with God first. And so God hears me talking to you right now. God knows what's going through your heart and your mind right now. And right now he's knocking at the door of your heart. Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, in other words, hear my word, and open the door, I will come into him. My job as a preacher is to lead people to Christ. And when he says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, to call us to pray, then he's going to save them. He'll come into your heart and give you the payment he paid for you on that cross. So if you want salvation, pray this prayer with me and mean it with all your heart. Oh, dear God, I confess unto you that I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and I need your forgiveness. And Lord Jesus, I believe you died on that cross and shed your blood to pay the payment for all my sins. And I here and now, right here and now, ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and save my soul from hell, believing you died on that cross and shed your blood for me. Now, folks, if you just prayed that prayer and meant it, God says in 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. Not just think it, wish it, or hope for it, but know it. Because how do you know? Because God made you that promise, and God cannot lie. So if you prayed that prayer, I'll see you in heaven someday, and praise the Lord. Go ahead, Pastor.
All right, I want to thanks, Hal, for that. We're out of time for tonight. Now, Mike, when we go off the air, stay on the phone, because we're going to talk to you for a few minutes afterwards.
Yeah, Mike, I just want to say thanks a lot, and I want to put a thank you out to Brendan O'Connell. That's B-R-E-N-D-O-N, O apostrophe C-O-N-N-E-L-L. You can put him in the search on most podcasts, BitChute and YouTube, but you have to watch his videos. It really dives deep into a lot of this info.
All right, stay right there. We are out of time. So as we do every night at this time, we say good night. God bless. And always, 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 let's do it.
Keep
fighting
the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.